Nova, WMFO. Hello, welcome to another edition. This is Jay. I'm here with you until 10 p.m. And thanks for joining me. Tonight, what we're doing is the 30th anniversary of Daydream Nation, which is a great record by Sonic Youth. And so we're paying tribute to Sonic Youth tonight. Now, you might say, how is that different from any other night? Well, it's not. No, it's not true. Hey, last time I was here, we had a Queen show, so there was no Sonic Youth on that night. So yeah, it's true, Sonic Youth does get a lot of play here on the show, and deservedly so, but we're going to be digging deep into the catalog and paying tribute to the 30th anniversary of Daydream Nation. This is a movie that's out, and produced by Lance Bangs, and it's out on a tour. I think they were in California, they were in Chicago, in New York. I don't know about anything in Boston. I've been waiting patiently, but so far no dates. But certainly if it happens, I'll be the first one to let you know. And so that's what's going on. 30th anniversary, Daydream Nation should be a great show. I'm tempted to play the record in order, but I will not be doing that either. And as we're going to be digging deep into some of the rare cuts, there's a deluxe edition of Daydream Nation. We're going to be playing from that, some live tracks, some other B-sides. And then also I dug into the vinyl collection here at the station. We'll be playing some super old vinyl. Some random stuff, probably some noisy stuff. There's something with Jim O'Rourke that I may have to bail out of if it gets to be too crazy. We'll have to see. That's part of the fun. We're starting off now with this track from Daydream Nation. This is Hey Joni, 1,000 Points of Light. That's not going to be it. 1,000 Points of Light, WMFO.
We'll be right back.
All right, 1,000 points of IWMFO, welcome. I was just trying to cue up a Sonic Youth song, and I was you caught me. Wasn't ready. Anyway, that is Candle, a great track from Daydream Nation. Before that, Beat on the Brat. So we had two covers in there. We had a Ramones cover, Beat on the Brat, from the Master Dick record, and then we had Touch Me, I'm Sick, which is a Mudhoney cover from the Daydream Nation Deluxe Edition, and then we started off the set with Hey Joni from the original record, 1,000 Points of Light, WMFO, and so that's what we're doing here tonight, is we are having a tribute to Sonic Youth's Daydream Nation, 30 years old this year, hard to believe, I know I can't believe it, and so what we're doing is we're playing not just tracks from Sonic Youth from Daydream Nation, but other stuff that they put out over the years. I'm trying to dig deep and find a good vinyl, and I got lost. You know, when Candle ended, I was like digging deep into this record, into the Ciccone Youth record, and I was trying to figure out which track to play, and then I realized that Candle was up. You know, what's funny is that this mic smells a lot like grapefruit today, so it's very strange. I know there was a volunteer day earlier, and maybe they sprayed a lot of grapefruit deodorant around. I don't know. Oh, my God, what is that? I don't know. Okay, here's what we're doing. We're going to get a hold of things here, and we're going to hear a live version of Eliminator Jr., which is on the deluxe edition of Sonic Youth's Daydream Nation. We're going to hear that right now. 1,000 Points of Light, WMFO.
Thank you. pieces up. He told her so. She's finally discovered she's a. He told her so. She's finally discovered she's a.
Thousand Points of Light, WMFO, and that's Shaking Hell from Confusion is Sex, Kill Your Idols. So originally, Confusion is Sex and Kill Your Idols were separate EPs. I think they were both EPs, and then they were combined into one CD in the mid-90s after Sonic Youth had experienced some significant success, both with Goo and then again with Dirty. This is our show for Sonic Youth. Now, frequent listeners of the show will know that I already had a show devoted to Daydream Nation. When I read the book devoted to it in the 33 and a third series, but this one's completely different. Plus, that was several years ago. This is 30 years, celebrating the 30th year anniversary of Daydream Nation, an incredible record that helps shape alternative music. And, you know, it's hard to believe, but there are critics everywhere in every era. And when that record came out, they were derided. They were ridiculed for being too commercial, of course. People in Maximum Rock and Roll are writing long pieces about how they had abandoned indie rock or indie punk, and it wasn't even indie rock back then. And yet, of course, they went on and mocked them. I think over the years they maintained this pretty high level of artistic integrity, so I'm willing to give them. I certainly have not usually criticized them, although I did call them too noisy earlier, but that's, you know, that remains to be seen. I will play some of that stuff. I promise I'll play that stuff with Jim O'Rourke. I just need to get in the right frame of mind. Okay, before that, Computer Age. A deep track from the Daydream Nation Deluxe Edition. We heard Flower, which is a single with Halloween on the Homestead label, which is cool. The Sprawl and a track from the original record of Daydream Nation. Thousand Points of Light, WMFO. Now, Flower was a cool Kim Gordon song, which reminds me a lot of some of her pro-feminist stuff from the Dirty record. And we will get to Sumsit Issue, which is a song it reminded me of. I promise I will play that. After this, which is Total Trash from Daydream Nation, Thousand Points of Light, WMFO. We'll be right back.
same.